Well, it's been a very busy and successful start to free agency 2017 for the Philadelphia Eagles. Glad to have Howie Roseman in studio. And Howie, can you describe for us, what is it like behind the scenes leading into Thursday? Phones working, communication all over the place. How hectic is it?
It's hectic now. You know, you got all different agents calling in and trying to get in communication with you. You're trying to work deals. You're trying to keep everyone in the loop. Jeffrey, the coaching staff, all of us and player personnel in a room meeting, discussing every decision. But it's fun. It's our first opportunity to add players. And so when you get to this time of year, you're waiting all year for this time where you can finally add players and you get an opportunity to do that. And we feel really fortunate about getting Alshon, Torrey, Chance, and then re-signing Wiz and Najee. Got to remember that free agency really started for us last year. You had Fletcher Cox, Malcolm Jenkins, Zach Ertz, Darren Sproles, Brent Celek, who all would have been in this free agent market, and we signed them last year. So when we look at free agency, we feel like we re-signed a lot of our own players as well.
Do you think one of your strengths, Howie, is reading the market?
I would hope so. You know, I think that one of the things that I want to help is decision making and knowing what guys are going to get and feeling strong about that and setting a value and having walk away numbers and helping Jake Rosenberg negotiate contracts and getting a sense for what we can and can't do. So I do feel that way, but we'll see.
Well, you've credited Jake and his team for preparing all these scenarios in the weeks leading into free agency.
Yeah, Jake and Alec Howby's a big part of that as well, with Jake and coming to us and saying, hey, this is what we think. And those two guys are a huge part of what we do.
So literally in any of those scenarios, was Alshon Jeffrey one-year deal part of the equation?
We were pretty convinced from the rumblings we were hearing in Indy that he was going to get a long-term deal and that it was going to be hard for us to compete with our situation. But we're really fortunate to have people in our building who have been around Alshon and that he really wanted to come and play in Philadelphia. And that's a great tribute to this organization and the fans that we have here and the talent that we have on the field that he wanted to come play here.
We talked on Thursday night. You kind of indicated that as of 24 hours before the beginning of free agency, maybe not as realistic that Alshon would come to Philadelphia, that you had leanings elsewhere. Is it fair to say then that it was a late developing deal?
We really up until 4 o'clock and we were having conversations with him and trying to figure out a way to make it work and make it happen. But we just felt like it was a great opportunity for our football team, for our organization, to get a guy like this that we feel like we know based on the people who've been around him, who has the skill set that we're looking for. I mean, the ex-wide receiver in the West Coast offense, when you draw that guy up and when you talk to our coaches and they say, this is what we're looking for from that position, it's Alshon Jeffrey. I mean, he's got all of the traits to do that. And when you talk about building a basketball team with a wide receiver group and having a guy like that on one side and having and really have identical skill sets behind him with DGB and having on the other side guys who can run and Torrey and Nelson and in the slot you got Jordan and then our tight end group and our running back group and just having the complementary skill set so it's not everyone doesn't look the same, everyone does different things. And I think that was also exciting about it from our perspective. Like when you think about Alshon having speed outside across from him and having that with the guys that we have.
If you can quantify, how much better did the wide receiving group get with Jeffrey and Torrey Smith coming in?
Well, it's hard until you get on the field and you see the chemistry that develops and guys get in the playbook. But from a talent perspective, we think we have a talented group at the wide receiver position, and that's what we're looking to do. We want to help the quarterback. But I think getting lost in the shuffle here is the offensive line.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. I'm not in my shuffle. You know, yeah, I love the offense. I love building
I think,
an offensive
you know,
line.
When we came in this morning, the first thing we talked about was how excited we are, 1 through 17, about our offensive line and how all those guys are talented guys. We have 12 guys who have started games in the National Football League. We want to protect the quarterback. That's the most important thing. And so it's great talking about the skill position guys, and we're really excited about the skill position guys we got, but it starts up front.
It was interesting to me, some of the reaction after Chance signed here, adding Wisniewski back, that part of the conversation out there is, well, something's got to drop, somebody's got to go, whether it's Jason Kelce, this player.
Why?
What's the thought here?
Why?
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Well, I'm asking you.
I mean, you've been here long enough to know that every year something happens, and it's impossible to find offensive linemen in August and September. Our evaluation of the free agent and draft classes, it's not as strong as it's been in years past. I think that's what you see from the market. And we're trying to build this thing for the long term, and being able to get a young guy like Chance, who's worked with our offensive line coach, and we're very hopeful that we can get the best out of him and bring him Wiz back here on a three-year deal and know that we have stability there with the versatility he provides. We're excited about it. We don't have to do anything.
Howie, what we saw here was that after Lane Johnson was drafted, the draft was not, the offensive line was not part of the equation in the draft, and we saw what happened with the offensive line. That had to be part of your thinking.
Yeah, we can't have that happen.
Yeah.
And even as futures signing guys, you know, Larrabus and Dallas Thomas, those guys who've started games in the National Football League. And then we have young guys who were here last year who are still developing. You know, obviously Big V and Isaac played last year, but we kept Dylan Gordon on the roster all year. He is a talented guy that we're really excited about. You know, Darrell Green, the same thing. We had gotten him as an undrafted free agent as well. So Neary, same thing. You know, we get brought him in here. So we're really excited to see that. And you know our offensive line coach. I mean, he is a tremendous coach, a tremendous teacher, a tremendous person. You give him these guys, and he's going to do whatever it takes to work with them and get the best out of them.
You said going into free agency many times in the media, this is not a one-player-away team. We're still in the building process here, correct?
No question, you know, but when you look at this, I think that when we talked about not doing anything here that just gets us through the moment, but all these guys, Torrey's 28, Alshon's 27, you know, Chance is 26, I believe. Wiz is 28. People don't realize Wiz is still young. So all these guys are young, and even though they took one-year deals, you still have options when guys take one-year deals. You have exclusive negotiating rights. You obviously have tags if things go that way. So we don't look at it as like, oh, they're just 1 year and they're gone. You know, we're very optimistic that when they get here, they're going to love being in Philly. They're going to love playing with this team, with this staff, and want to be here long-term.
How do you think the offense will change? And I know this is a coaching question,
for
but
sure.
From a play-calling standpoint, I really felt Doug was limited last year with some of the things that he and Frank wanted to do with the offense. Does the playbook now kind of blossom with their skill set?
Yeah, you'd assume so.
Yeah.
And when you talk about it, naturally you get in the second year of any system and there's more you can do and guys are more familiar. You're not teaching it as much as guys. You're building upon what they already know and have learned. So you're excited about that, and like you said, we're not done. You know, we don't report back to training camp till late July. We have a long way to go until then. Free agency isn't over. We have the draft, and so we got to get back to work, and we got a long way to go.
Wait, free agency's not over?
Free agency's not over.
Get back up there, Howie Roseman. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks,
Howie Roseman in studio.